far as I could see.
As my memory returned, now am I hard again, or you and they that used to be.
Sunset Park, and just up there across the Maryland line into PA, you know, out in east out. And anyway, Ola Belle Campbell was there with her brother. It was Ola Belle and Elliot Campbell. They were a team, and they had a band, and they did all kind of songs. Had a band there at Sunset Park, and they were staff band. And she said, "I hear you're going to do the record." And I said, "Yeah, it might have been my second one." And anyway, it was 1971. So she said, "I've got some songs I'd like for you to hear, you know." I don't think she had recorded any of them at the time. But later on, she did all of them on her own, you know. But she sang with that song. She said, "Now you take that song and you do it up in your own fashion." And I said, "Well, I got to sing it like I hear you do it, so." But as the years go by, it does change. I've changed. You've changed. Who's that? Has anybody else got a request?
Loser.
Who?
Loser.
Oh, Loser. now you're asking for Traveling McCurry songs. I don't know any of them.
Far Cry.
Oh, that's a cold song. Okay, now I did that in G. Let's see. Let's do this trio and see. I'll do that Rain Snow for you. We got some new songs too, you know. We haven't even mentioned that, but we do. Now we're not going to do any of those that's not out on record yet. What's that? Roll My Sweet Baby's Arms. That was a song I heard when I was 11 years old.
Home of the Red Fox.
What?
Bill Emerson, Home of the Red Fox.
Oh, Home of the Red Fox. Yeah, Home of the Red Fox. Yeah.
Virginia, right here.
Yeah, he played on that record, didn't he? He sure did. Bill Emerson, a great banjo player, you know, that was way back years ago.
That was your first record.
Yeah, the record I did of that. I was getting ready to tell you about Flat and Scruggs. I heard them right after they quit Bill Monroe and got their own band, you know, and they recorded that song soon after that, Rolling My Sweet Baby's Arms. I was only 11 years old, but I heard Earl playing that banjo, and I thought, man, I already knew how to play the guitar. That was boring, man. When I heard Earl play that banjo, I got to learn that. So I did, and I played it 10 years or 11, something like that, and got to play with Bill Monroe up in New York City, played banjo with him up there. And then he wanted me to play guitar and sing lead because he didn't have a lead singer. And he put me on this thing, and I've been with it ever since. And it's in a lot better shape than I'm in. Let's do this little trio number here first.